Pastor Troy King presents this life-changing message to encourage, inspire, and motivate you into your destiny. Get ready to receive this wave of glory from Pastor Troy King as it flows from heaven to minister to your spirit.
A subject entitled this morning, I had to go through to get to, oh God. And that went right to the back wall. I had to go through to get to. See, y'all can't get happy right there because a lot of us think we just supposed to skip over to the other side and think everything is going to be all right. But I came to let you know this morning, whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are going through, it's a process that's going to channel you through God's destiny in order for you to get to the other side of the place called there so God's glory can be manifest in your life. But a lot of us, we just want to go over and get to somewhere, but don't want to go through nothing in order to get the blessing that God has. So in other words, we want that over microwave type of stuff and the stuff that pop up like popcorn. But I come to let you know this morning, ain't nothing going to pop up no more but praise. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because God said every blessing, everything I do for you from this point on is going to be contingent on your praise and your desire to love me for who I really am. It's contingent on your worship in this season. It's contingent on if you trust me. Look at somebody and say, I got to go through to get to, oh God. And I begin to look. In the midst of me going through to get to my place, I had to understand now that I had to realize in my mind that when God orchestrates for me to go through something, it's not for me to be complaining in the midst of it, but for me to embrace the word of God and what he is doing in every situation around me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So you got to understand, because I'm going through right now, it's only preparing me for something greater. Lord have mercy. But we don't understand that God has got us in a place of preparation and refinery. Why? Because we want what we want when we want it. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. And when you want when you want when you want it, then God says, because you want what you want when you want it and not when I give it to you, I have to begin to intensify your situation and your circumstance. Because now you're wondering, why am I dealing with all the hell that I'm dealing with? Why is my marriage on the end of the ropes? Why is my finances is going through what it's going through? Because you want what you want when you want it and don't want to go through. So when God put the fire in your marriage, you want to jump out and go to another one, but God wants you to stay in position. And when your finances get messed up, you try to go and get 4 and 5 jobs, somebody make it happen, and God said, the last time I checked, I was the provider for you, but you wanted the money when you wanted it and couldn't wait for me to show up. So now I got to intensify your situation. So now everything, now the problems that I'm dealing with has now been amplified to a place that I know not of and I've never been before. But I got to understand, when the amplification process come, I got to begin to let my flesh be beat under subjection and just stand in the midst of what God is doing. Look at somebody say, I'm going through, but I'm coming out. But we begin to want what we want, oh God. And we're going to say, Lord, I can't wait on the blessing. I can't wait on the miracle. I got to have it now. Because God, you see, I know you are God, but I feel like you don't understand what I'm going through down here. You don't know all the people that's looking at me to act a certain way. You don't know everybody in my past that has been pressuring me to be a man or woman of God that somebody else want me to be. But now I got to try to make this thing happen myself instead of wait on you. I want what I want. Lord, I can't wait on you to give me the anointing because I want it now. I can't wait on you to begin to heal my marriage and heal my finances and heal my body because I want it to happen right now. So now I got to step out of the element and begin to come over and let you intensify my situation. But we ask God, God, don't you know we go through? God, you know I'm going through. Look what happened. Go back now at verse 9. And I will bring the third part.
Lord have mercy.
I will bring the third part. And I will bring the third part. I feel that. And I will bring the third part. There's a third layer that God is bringing. Lord have mercy.
They missed it. They missed it.
Through the fire. And we'll refine them. Refining means God begin to press some things in order and in position. In other words, when he refines you, it's the place where your flesh begins to get beat down. It's because of your flesh, oh God, Jesus, of what your flesh wanting what it want when it desire it. Don't act like y'all ain't been never wanted nothing. But mother, it's because of your flesh that God has to refine you. And he says, oh God, Jesus. Mother, I remember when a time came before I met God, I didn't have to worry about my flesh. Oh God. In other words, your flesh is harder to control once you begin to know God and get saved, set free, and delivered, oh God. When you, it seems like when you begin to get saved under the anointing of God, that's when your flesh is hard to keep under subjection. It seems like it's hard to keep your flesh in line. So God said, I got to begin to keep my hands on you and keep pressing on you because you're going to want what you wanted. And now, because I am pressing your flesh because it's hard for you to control, it'll keep you from wanting what you want when you want it. So God said, because I know you want it, I have to do something now by putting you through to keep your flesh from wanting it. Y'all missed it. So in other words, God said, I know you want the money, all the money I can give you, but you now got to understand I got to cause your finances to go through so you will know how to handle the finances. So now the same mistakes you made before concerning your finances, you won't make the same mistake no more, oh God. So now when you begin to stand on the word regarding the scriptures and your giving and your tithing and everything that God's applied to your finances, when you begin to say, okay, God, I'm going to do it the way you want me to do it, God said, now I can begin to ease up the pressure from you on your finances. Why? Because now you finally realize that you can't do it the same way you've been doing it no more, because now you want something greater because you done been through that process. But a lot of times we say, God, I want the job. I got all these bills piling up. I just gonna have to let Sundays go. I'm gonna have to let Bible study go, and I just gotta go to work. And I just got to go and find out now how I'm going to get this thing done, because I trust you, but it's just not adding up for me right now. But then you got to understand that where you are is only in the fire, in the purification process, for you to begin to stand on what God has already showed you in the spiritual realm. So now you got to begin to say, you know what, God, you gave me one job. That just means that that's supposed to be for me. I don't have to go out and make my own way anymore, because the moment I go and make my own way, if you ever been like me and tried to work two or three jobs, you find out that most of the time it doesn't work for you. Why? Because it's not meant, then God did not ordain you to go and do such a thing. So now you have to stand, because God said, I'm giving you daily manna, because you don't understand. I know it's not enough, but what I am doing is cultivating some fruit on the inside of your money, so that when the money comes, you won't make the same mistakes and abuse your finances no more. Because if you were like me, I wasted a whole lot of money in life, oh God. I began to spend money on what I wanted to spend it on, and I had to go through a dry season where I didn't have no money. And God said, now I have to intensify everything around your finances for money to come. Because now when I take you through, when you come out, you won't make the same mistake concerning your money. You will be a little wiser this time. You will tithe like you're supposed to tithe. You will give like you're supposed to give. You will help like you're supposed to help, and you'll begin to build God's kingdom like you're supposed to. But when you go and try to eat up all your seed, go and buy yourself all types of garments, and go and do all types of things and be in a wasteful lifestyle, God said, I got to cut some money back. I got to cause it to begin to die now and cause you to go through a process in your finances until you learn now that now I can't do it the same way. If I want my finances to change, if I want money to flow into my life, I got to begin to move my own self out of the way and forget about what I want and say, God, it's about what you want. I wish I had some help in here this morning. But the flesh is hard to control. Because why? It wasn't until you met God that you realized and discerned in your spirit that you really had an issue concerning your flesh. Why? Because before you met God, you didn't have to deal with it. Lord, have mercy. But he said, I will put them through the fire. I will put them through it. Oh God, Jesus. Why? Because if God didn't put you through it, oh God, you'll still be trying to get it. Lord have mercy. Y'all missed this. If God didn't put you through or put me through concerning my financial struggles and difficulties, Rick, now I have to understand that if God hadn't put me through it, I never would have made it this far. I never would have got the potential in the process of learning concerning what God was trying to teach me. So I had to go through so you could get it. Y'all missing it. They missed it. You get what I'm saying? In other words, mother, I had to go through the streets and the hood in order, if he didn't take me through the streets and the hood and begin to show me everything in the streets and the hood, when I got on this side, I'll still be trying to get what was over there that's supposed to be over here, because then I wouldn't understand how to recognize a snake when I see one. I wouldn't understand how to recognize when the enemy shows up. So I had to go through so I could get some knowledge on what God was taking me to. Oh God, look at somebody and say, I had to go through the hood. I had to go through this process in order for me to get what God was trying to get me to have. If he'd have left me back at the dope house, I'd still be trying to get it. I'll still be trying to figure it out. If he'd have left me back at the club, guess what? I'd still been dancing trying to get it. But now that God took me through the process and I got it. Oh God. Now things can begin to work for me. Oh God, Jesus, let me get back to the words. Look what's happening. Oh, Lord, even though you're taking me through, I feel like that sometimes, oh God, I'm losing my mind. I can't even understand. I can't even wrap this thing around my head. There's so much stuff going on. You got so much hell coming my way. I thought I went through the same process already. I thought I would have graduated by now from this same old thing that I'm dealing with. So now why have I not graduated to the next level concerning the things of God, concerning what's going on in my life? I don't understand it. God, I feel like I'm losing my mind. But God says sometimes you got to begin to lose your mind in order to get one. You ain't got. Sometimes you gotta begin to feel like you're losing your mind in order for God to renew your mind. Yeah. But I feel like I'm losing it. God says it's good that you lose it, because in the midst of you losing it, that means you're losing all that mess and everything that was in your mind that was causing your mind to stay in captive. And now when you feel like, now that you done lost all that stuff in your mind, now I can come in and change your mind. Oh God. But God begins to hold on to your situation in the midst of the fire. Lord, I'm going through in my body. God said, I'm going to hold it right there. Lord, have mercy. Lord God, I'm going through in my family. God said, I'm going to hold them right there. God, I'm going through in my money. God said, I'm going to hold it right there. Oh, God. Oh, but I want to get out. But God said, no, I got to hold you there, because you got to understand, when you put something in the fire, the first thing it does is begin to sizzle, oh God. So some of you right now in the atmosphere of God are sizzling on the outside, and you feel like you can't begin to take the pressure of the heat. It seems unbearable, but God said, I got to hold you right there. And or because if I let you out, you're going to go back to doing the same thing you used to do. But in the midst of me holding you right here, when you come out, you won't begin to go back your way. So now I got to hold you right here until your spirit man that's on the inside of you becomes strong enough now to begin to stand against your flesh and what you want when you want it. So now when you begin to hold in the fire, your spirit man begins to get stronger. Lord have mercy. And God said, now I hold you here now until your spirit is strong enough to conquer the flesh and say, I'm not going to do that again. But a lot of us, when we get out, we go back doing the same thing that we used to do. Y'all missed it. Somebody like, oh, I guess I'm the only one that done that. I said, sometime God will begin to open the way of escape. I said, I'm going to let you out to have some playtime and begin to see how you operate now that I let you out from under the fire now. That's why sometimes it seems like you have good days and it seems like you have bad days. And then you begin to understand it's only God letting you escape to test you to see if you are ready to progress now to the next level. So he gives you in a way of an escape just to see how you're going to respond. But some of us go back to doing the same old thing. And you say, Lord, I'm not going to do that no more. But you say, you find yourself doing it again. But God said, I got to hold you right here until your spirit is strong enough to convict you when you come out to say, you know what? I can't dapper with that stuff. I can't go right there no more because God has delivered me from this. God has brought me out and I don't want to go back through the process of that sizzling sensation of the fire of God begin to encamp around about me and begin to burn off my flesh and let my spirit grow. So he says, I got to wait until your spirit now is strong enough to conquer your flesh. Oh God, is anybody glad about it? But Pastor, you don't understand. I feel like I'm going through more than what I need to go through. It seems unbearable. If God now has put me in the fire, when is I'm gonna get out? It seems like I've been in this same thing I've been going through now all my life. It seems like I've been going through for years. When? In my spirit, I just feel like God has forgotten about me. Oh God. But I come to tell you this morning, God ain't forgot. Oh God, Lord have mercy. Because what happens now, in the midst of you being in the fire, God will put you there and hold you there and begin to cover you. And in the midst of him covering you now in the fire, it seems like you left all alone by yourself. And you begin to have somewhere in your mind, say, God, did you forget about you left me in the midst of the fire? Did you begin to forget about all the hell that I'm going through? And what begin to happen, then he'll send somebody just to come in and peep and check you out, just to come and encourage your spirit, just to give you enough strength to let you know that you can make it. And that's why when you come to the body and the minister begins to minister your spirit, the same stuff you was going through in the midst of the fire, you find yourself getting a little strength now because he sent somebody to come and check on you to make sure everything was all right. Oh God, while you was going through. But some of us think God done left us in the place of going through, but God said no. That's when the day you came, you remember when you came to church last Sunday and you felt so good in your spirit and you felt like that you was winning $1 million. God said, that was me energizing your spirit. That was me giving you the strength to go on because now you got some strength on the inside to say, I can stand a little longer. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to stand. Even though I'm going through it, I'm going to stand. Look what's happening. Go over now to the book, I'm almost done, of 1 Peter. Hallelujah. Is this a word for anybody? Hallelujah. I had to go through it to get to it. 1 Peter. Starting at chapter 5, I believe that's a good place. Chapter 5, verse 1. Look at your neighbor while you're turning and say, I got to go through it. And look at somebody and say, you can take it. Look what's happening. Verse 1 now speaks of chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exalt, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, oh God. So if you're in a position, you got to understand, that answers the question, why now am I going through an experience? Because God said, now because you are in a position now, you have to begin to go through sometime. You know, I'm talking to you. Sometime you got to begin to go through a place so you can just begin to relate to the sufferings of Christ. In other words, if God never put you through the process of going through the sufferings, how now can you be exalted above a nation and a people, and when they come through and then you have to minister and begin to raise them up from their suffering and then encourage them, how can you experience unless you have been tried of your own sufferings? Lord, have mercy. And also a partaker of the glory, oh God. So if you can just stand in position, if you can just stand in your exaltness, if you can just stand in the sufferings now of Christ, you will also be able to stand and see the glory. If you can make it through the suffering, the glory that what? That shall, it didn't say might, it said that shall be revealed. Look at somebody say, the glory gonna be revealed. Oh, you ought to say it like you mean it. It's going to be revealed. I guarantee you. Just wait on it. Look at somebody and say, just wait on it. Verse 2, look what's happening. Feed the flock of God, which is among you. You're getting fed this morning like birds. You better open up your mouth. Look what's happening. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, which you can't hold back nothing, oh God. Look, by not constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but ready mind. You see that? So which means you got to be ready to encourage the people, oh God. Sometimes you ain't gonna feel like encouraging somebody, but sometimes because of the sufferings you experience as a leader and somebody that God is beginning to put in position now, you have to begin to humble yourself and begin to submit to the sufferings of God and begin to understand that somebody out there needs you to begin to minister into their spirit to encourage their heart. But some of us think, oh, when I become a pastor, when I become a prophet, I won't have to go through. Oh God, somebody lied to you. It's not until you become an elder, it's not until you become a priest, a prophet, a bishop, apostle, a pastor, is when, guess what, it gets intensified now, because God requires more from you, because the people need some anointing, the people need fresh oil, the people need fire. So God will cause you to suffer so you can begin to experience and set the example for the people. Oh God. You don't believe me? It's in the scripture. Look what it says. Oh God. Look, verse 3. Neither as being Lord over God's heritage, but being examples. Oh God, Jesus. To the flock. Oh God. So you got to understand, even though I go through, I can't show you what I go through, oh God. Because I got to show you, in the midst of me going through, God is still able, oh God. And just because I'm going through, I don't have to look like what I've been through, oh God. Somebody should look at somebody and say, you don't look like what you've been through. Because really, on the truth about it, if somebody knew what you really been going through, you would be messed up if they look at you. But somebody ought to give God a praise right there that you don't look like what you've been through. I can't begin to look like what I'm going through, because somewhere down the line it's part of my suffering, and I understand now that it's because it's part of my suffering, I gotta stay in a position to encourage some people and give them the example that there is still a God. Look what's happening. I'm almost done, I promise you. Oh God, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away, O God. So in other words, who are you leading by example? Lord have mercy. Who are you setting the pattern for and beginning to not worry about what you got to do in order to do it, but understand that God is going to begin to give you a crown. You just keep on participating. Y'all missed it. But look what's happening. He said he will give thee a crown of glory that fadeth not away. But some of us are setting examples of things that's fading away. Look what's happening. Verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Oh God, Jesus. Y'all missing this. This is some good teaching. Submit yourselves unto the elders, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, oh God. So we understand whoever the elder, whoever God says, guess what? A pastor is just like an elder, but just a higher authority. So guess what? Anybody that God puts in authority as an elder over your life, in order for you to lead by example, you got to begin to humble yourself. Sometimes I don't feel like going where pastor tell me to go, but I got to begin to humble myself. Because evidently I got to follow the example, and whatever he did to get the anointing, I must follow and lead by the example. But a lot of us say we can just go around and get what pastor got, but you don't know the hell in the purification, the refining process that we had to go through to begin to walk in this anointing. So you got to begin to get in position. You know, I got to humble myself under the authority now that God is beginning to put over my life. Look what's happening. You got to go through. Don't you know being humble is a process of going through? Because humbleness now will always call upon you when your flesh don't want it to come. So you got to always let your flesh and your spirit be humbled now to a place where God can use you whenever he want to use you. He got to begin to put you in the fire and hold you until your spirit is strong enough now to say, you know what, no matter what come, what go, I'm still going to serve you. No matter what the hell come my way, I'm going to begin to stand on the word. I'm not going to let no devil in hell try to bamboozle me out of what God says I'm supposed to have. I gotta stand.
Pastor Troy King would love to have you visit the Glory Has Come International Ministries at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. For any of our messages or service times, visit our website at www.thegloryhascome.com. That's www.thegloryhascome.com. Or call 704-612-3360. Thanks again for listening. Now take what you've heard and apply it to your life.